Parbez Pasakaf. Leman Telech Bederech Tovim Orchis Tzadikim Tishmor. Right. In order that you will go in the way of the Tovim, good people, we'll see what that means. Orchis Tzadikim, the pathways of Tzadikim, you will guard. Let's actually read till the end of the parak and then we'll go back. Kisharim Yishkinu Aretz, because those who are straight will dwell in the land. Osmimim Yivasir Uba, and those who are innocent or whole will remain in it. Rishayim Eretz Yikareisu, and the wicked from the land will be cut off. Uboigdim Yisechu Mimena, and the traitors will be rid of, will be rid from it, from the land. So says the Gra, Pasukhov, the man telich b'derech tovim, zekoi alamala. This is going back on what was said above. Sha'atayra tagena lecha v'tishmarecha min ra. The Torah will protect you and guard you from the ra, from the evil. U'mach mazet tuchala lecha b'derech tovim. And because of that, since it will guard you from the ra, you will be able to go on the derech of the tovim. Right? We saw la'atzilcha miderech ra. We saw in the pasuk base. We saw the Torah is going to guard you from the evil. So in order, right? Because of that, you will be able to go the derech tovim. Why? Ki ra me'akev milelech b'derech tov tamin. Because the ra is ma'ak of a person from going on the derech hatoiv. Now I'm not sure how to read this. If it means that the ra, where the tamid goes, does it mean that it doesn't allow you to always go on the derech hatoiv, or does it mean it never allows you to go on the derech hatoiv? I'm not sure. Suffix over there. Yeah. Oh, that's Philip. Yeah. Okay, good, fine. Baruch Shekivanti to the suffix. It's not clear. Okay. B'derech tovim, tov hu nikra ha-meitiv im abriyos. Tov is someone who is meitiv im abriyos. Literally, that means who does like good with the briyos, but we'll see the Gra is going to qualify what this means. V'tzadik, the tzadik, hu oisit stokos v'noisim mishaloi lebriyos, b'chinam av shelo hayoroi, v'af leitiv imayim. The tzadik is he does more, he's more than just a tov. He does tzedakahs and gives of his own to other people free, even though the person is not ro'i to that gift that the guy is giving, that hatava that the guy is bestowing upon him. And he does with them good. And he does more tzedakah with them. Zera nikra tzaddik. This is the guy who's called a tzaddik. He's more than the tovim. Okay, by Pasukhov we find two types of people, the Tovim and the Tzadikim. So the Tzadikim is more than the Tovim. Lachain, Oysan he mu'atim, therefore they are few. Right? It's more difficult to be a Tzadik. There's fewer. Kizei yirisikosh al adam, lasas gam tztaka im abriyas. To get to that darga where the person also does tztaka with the briyas, even the briyas that are not roi to receive his tztaka, that's a big darga. Avalehetiv le briyas. But just to be meitiv to brios, dahainu, here's where the girl qualifies what he means by being meitiv with the brios, dahainu shaloi lasis ra, not to do bad for them. He doesn't mean like they actively good, he means like you treat them well. But be'ikr, right, primarily what it means is you're just not treating them badly. Zeu darkam shaloi b'nei adam, that's the derech of most people, that's what it means to be toiv.
You don't have the words after me shaloi lasis lora?
No, I don't have that, but that's after that. So darkam shroi b'nei adam, af l'mishay roi lasis ra l'fi adin, even to the person who's roi to do evil l'fi adin, meaning he's a person, let's say, that did something to you, or did something, or whatever, he's a person that it's roi to treat him poorly, and do bad with him. Nevertheless, most people, even to those people, they don't go after them. They kind of just, they leave them alone and they're toiv with them. They stay. You may hold it inside, but as far as their actions go, they're not. They're meitiv with them. Even those people. That's the derech of Roiv Bnei Adam. L'chein k'siv eitzel atoivim derech. Shu derech rochav. Like we saw, the difference between derech and orchis, we saw, is that derech is a wide, big path where there's a lot of people. And orchis is those little side streets that are coming off the derech, which there are very few people that trod there. And therefore, by toivim, it uses lashon of derech because there's a lot of good people there. Avol eitzel atzadikim orchos. But by tzadikim, it used the lashon of orchos. Vegam omar tishmar. And it also used. Oh, so why? Because the tzadik, now it becomes clear what he means by the tzadik. The tzadik is the guy who does good, even the one who did bad to him. Right? There's a lot of stories of tzaddikim that different tzaddikim that did tremendous chasadim and stakos with people that were right of them, and it's very hard to do that. It takes a lot of keiches hanefesh to mamish kum vaaseh, go up and do positive good staka and chesed with a person who's been mazik you, who's damaged you, who's treated you inappropriately, who's sometimes maybe made you suffer greatly. That's a tremendous daiga to be able to be meitiv even to those people. So that's only a few. That's orchis tzaddikim. There's not that many people that are able to walk there. And therefore it says, the Gaon says, v'gam amar tishmar. It also uses lashon of to guard. Lefi she'ein darken shoiv bnei adam lasis, because it's not the way most people aren't holding there to do good and do tzedakah with people that aren't deserving of it. L'chein zu tzarech shmira. So therefore this already needs a shmira. That, like, it's hard, you have to hold on to it. If you're already there, it takes a shmira to guard that madrega. V'al pi zeh tovin, the Gemara says, al pi this chilek between tovim and tzadikim. You're going to understand the Gemara in Bar Metzia. Al pi zeh tovin mashamu b'gemara. Rabbi Bar Bachana tovru lehanush galoi chavita dechamra. The Gemara there says that Rabbi Bar Bachana hired workers to carry over barrels of wine for him, and they broke them. Rashi over there says it was pshia. There's other perushim in the Gemara, but they broke the barrels. Shokal glimayu. So he took their clothing, he took their jackets or whatever it was. Asu amru l'rav. They went and complained to Rav. Hey, he took our jacket. Amalehav l'glimayu. So Rav said to Rabbi Bar Chana, give them their jackets back. Amalei dina achi, he said, is that the halacha? They broke my, they owe me money. They damaged me. They were mazik me. I'm taking, he wasn't stam taking their clothing as a punishment. He was taking because they owe money. So he took their, they weren't paying him. So he took their godim, he took their clothes. Amalei. So Rav said back to Rabbi Rachana, yeah, that's the halacha. Leman teilech b'derech toivim. So you should go in the derech of toivim. This is the derech of toivim. That's what you're supposed to do. Yov luglima. Okay. Rabbi Rachana accepts the psak, and he gives them their clothes back. He gives them their jackets back. Amrulei. So they said to, then they said to Rabbi Rachana, they said to Rav, ani yanan. We're aniyim. We're poor people. V'tarchin and kula yoyim. We were tereach. We worked the whole entire day trying to schlep these barrels of wine for Rabbi Rachana. V'kafinan. We're hungry. V'leslan midi. We have nothing. We're starving. We have nothing. Amalei zil havigrayu. So Rabbi Rachana says, okay, go pay them. Like, he loses his barrels of they ruin his barrels of wine, especially according to Rashi Bichal. They did a mamish bepshia, so they lose their barrels of, he loses his barrels of wine, and now he's also going to have to pay them for the day's work. Omalei dina hachi. So Rabbi Bachana says to Rab, what? Are you serious? Is that the halacha? Amalei in yet? I'm sorry. Did I skip? Amalei zil havigrayu. So Rabbi Bar Chana said, Rav said, go pay them their wages. Like he sided with the Anim, go pay with them the wages. So he said, Amale, Dina Achi, he couldn't believe it. That's really the Achar. Amale, yeah. The Orchis Tzadikim Tishmar. It says that you should guard the Orchis Tzadikim. Well, the Chayyim ain't a move on, says the Gra. What's Pshad over here? Shemitchila Amale Milaman Telech Bederech Toivim. Originally, he said, he answered him in the first question, the first stage, he answered him from the beginning of the Pasuk, Leman Telech Bederech Toivim. When it came to the wages, he said to him from the Sefer of the Pasuk, the Orchis Tzadikim you should guard. But according to what we wrote here, it's good. To be moichel damage, right? To forgive one people for damage that they did. That's the derech of toivim, that of good people who are good with the brios, are good with other people, doing them good, even though they were obligated b'din, avshin ischayv b'din, even though really be'etzem they really owe him money. But okay, he could be moichel them. That's the way of toivim. Avalitin them oid misheloi. But to go further than that, that he should give them, that's already not even the derech of toivim. Lachein Amar, therefore he said, Shezel v'orches tzadikim. No, and echanayim, it's not derech of toivim, but it's the orches tzadikim. That's the ways of tzadikim. Latet lemilo, to give them from his own. Avshayim nischayvu litanim min hadin. Even they're really obligated to give him min hadin. So obviously what Rav was saying, that dina hachi, that this is the halacha, it was a personal psak for somebody who was holding on the level of Rabbi Barbar Chana. According to what we just explained, really they were obligated. So what was the pshat that he said dina hachi, and Rav said, yeah, this is the halacha, kolayim negdecha din came, like I just said, that it's a personal psak for you, this is the halacha, shezeh orchis tzadikim, because this is orchis tzadikim, this is the ways of tzadikim, and you, Rabbi Barbar Chana, are a tzadik. So you should pay them for their day's work. Huh? They worked for him. They worked for him for a day. The fact is that they. Sometimes these are the types of things that little kids, like you can't tell them these things because they're not holding that to understand. I've heard different times the kids give an answer like it's not worth being tzaddik. You know, it's like the Rebbe Yisrael is medakta kichot asarim matzadikim. You know, the Rebbe Yisrael judges, he has his hanhaga with the tzaddikim, his mamish very, very subtle, he punishes them on the smallest thing. It's not worth being a tzaddik. But the mice, it is worth it. With all these, this is nothing. The dveikus v'Hashem is, and what the person is going to be zeichet to, is nothing to talk about. It's well worth it.
No,
they were really takanim. It sounds like it should, to go this extra step was because they taka really needed it. It wasn't, if they didn't like need it, they weren't aniyim. Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. So now the Goyin says, Ki Yesharim Yishkinu Oretz, Ki Yesharim, Hema Bali Seichel U Bali Tachbulois. Yesharim, the people that have Seichel, they have a good Seichel, and they are Bali Tachbulois, means they figure out ways how to deal with things, how to strategies, exactly. Vaderech, the derech is, Kasher Tzrichin Amelchama, we need to go to war, Boyrim Bali Schalim Bali Tachbulois Amelchama. So you choose people that have a strong intellect and good strategies for war. V'lachein, therefore the Pasuk says, Yishkinu Oretz. These Yisharim will dwell in the land. Klaimer, meaning, Afal Pisha Yetzel Melchama, even though they're going to go out to war, Yuchoyzin V'yishkinu Ba'oretz. It's like a promise. The Pasuk is saying that, even though they're going to go out to war, they're going to come back and dwell in the land. Achashi Yachzer Melchama, after they come back from that war. Utmimim, heima hoilchim b'derech tomim ve'enam balei scholem. Tmimim, like these, like innocent people, they're not these are the people that just go in the derech in a simple way. They're not overly intellectual. They're not balei scholem. Ve'en darkam she'yetzle milchama, and they're not the type to go out to war because they're not holding it. They're not the balei scholem. They don't have those strategies. They're not that intricate. So they serve Hashem on a more simple level. So therefore, by them, they're also good people. They're also good. But therefore, the lashon used by them is that the tmimim will remain in it because they don't leave. It's not like the yesharim that they go out to milchama, so you need a promise that they're going to dwell in the land because they're going to have to come back. No, these people are just, they're going to remain in the land. So now the girl explains, the yesharim, are those who serve Hashem with their seichel, and they, you know, figure things out. They're midos. They figure out their das and their midos and how to serve Hashem exactly. Even though they have to leave the middle ground, why? We know it's a famous Rambam. In order to break any natural part, any nature of the person or any midah of the person, it's impossible to break the midah except by distancing yourself from that midah to the extreme end of that midah, that teva. The angel derech teva b'kteachron, the ma'aseh, that's not the good path, right? To be on the extreme, the Rambam says, even to veer off a little from the middle is not good. But over here, in order to do that milchama, you have to leave. Like the middle ground is like home base. It's like the Oret, so to say. You have to leave that home base and you got to go out because you're waging a war against your teva. You're trying to break your midas. Therefore, he said that they will dwell in the land. That after the war, after they've already gotten used to acting without their old midah, Yachzer l'mitzua, then they can go back to the middle point. Like the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, with tmimim, and the tmimim, heima oivdim b'tmimus, ve'enam seimichan al sichlam klal. These people serve Hashem b'tmimus, which is great. They serve Hashem with a simplicity and an innocence. They're not relying on their seichel at all. They moichim tamid b'derech mitzua. They always go in the middle ground.
If you don't yourself ve'en yoivdim once it's rough,
no. Yeah, okay. as written in the Torah, so they will remain in it, in that state of the derech hamemutza, without going ever out from that mitzvah. It's interesting. You find sometimes, you know, there are people that have like a certain very big pashtus to their lives, to their they don't overcomplicate things. They don't get into these milchama, so to say, and they're not working on their midas like other people are working on their midas. But they have like a more natural, just simple goodness about them, where they're very in tune in the mid ground of their midas, very balanced in their midas, and it's like it's almost natural. I'm not sure if this avoida, what he's talking about, is coming from like that type of a natural state, or oivdim b'tmimus is that that even though maybe they do have certain tendencies in different directions, but nevertheless they're oivid b'tmimus, meaning they don't cheshbon things out. Ma'isa, they know in this situation you're supposed to do this. In this situation, the Torah says like this. So they're not, for them, it's enough to know that the Torah demands of you to. I think that this might be the pshat, this the second way of learning it. They know that this is what the Torah demands of you in this situation. Finish. That's the way they're going to do it. Like they don't need to be shaver the midah. They don't have that kind of. They have like maybe a different type of nefesh in that sense, where they're able to be oivid b'tmimus without the cheshbon. But at the same time, they're not changing their midas. They're just bending their das. Perhaps they're bending themselves to the Torah, which is great. Well, the guy who wants to work on his midas, which the gross seems to put higher over here, right? The yisharim that oivdim Hashem v'seichel, it sounds like a higher darga. They're trying to get rid of their midas. They're trying to purify themselves, that they don't even have that tendency, because that's really the biggest darga, is to purify one's self that he doesn't have Midas Rois anymore. Okay. Rishoyim, says the Goin, Rishoyim Me'eretz Yikareisu. Hem Rishoyim, Hem Chachomim Lara. So they are the Chachomim to do bad. That's Rishoyim. Chachomim to do bad. The Hipuch HaYishorim, they are the exact opposite of the Yishorim. Right? The Yishorim, we said, are the Chachomim to do good. They're Ovid Hashem with their Seichel. And these guys do the opposite. Rishon, the word Rishon means they're chachomim in doing bad. And when they go out to milchama from the middle, yikareisu, they will be cut off. And they will no longer come to the derech hatoiv, right? Because they're going off center in the wrong direction. It sounds like it's the Mecham against the Toiv, actually. That's what it sounds like. Zeshek Kosrushi Karesu Mi'aretz. And that's why it says that they will be cut off from the Aretz. They're not going to get back to the Derech HaToiv.
They don't want to get back.
Huh?
They're trying to get back. Whereas beforehand, before they left for the Mecham and they gave you to get back. They were in order to get back.
Yeah, it could be, but it could be that, you know, there are times where people go through a state where they're acting as Rishoyim, they become, you know, Rishoyim, but they don't necessarily plan to live like that their whole life. It's just that the chleis, the pressure, the this, that it's getting to them, and they're trying out a new mahalach here. You know, I've met a number of people that, you know, say, listen, I'm taking a break. Like, I know that the Torah is right. I know that I should be doing it. I just need to, like, it's too heavy right now for me. I need to restart. So how do you restart? You go do averus, and you just don't care about the Torah, right? It's obviously a tipshus, but unfortunately, people have that. You know, there is something. If we're already talking about it, there is such a mahalach. There is such a thing where a person is, his avoda is unhealthy, and the person suffers from that unhealthy avoda, and then that. And he feels a need to restart. The mistake is to think that if you delete all the previous files, now you're going to be happy and you're going to be more healthy, right? But certainly, if the person feels like that, he feels like the life is too tense and dense, then he's doing something wrong, because the Torah provides a life, like we're seeing in the Pesukim and Mishlei, provides a life of simcha. Torah mitzvahs bring simcha to a person. So if it's not bringing simcha to a person, then there's taka, something that he has to deal with. He has to, has to find out what's something does have to be done. It's certainly a sign something has to be done. But to just erase the thing from the guy's doing good, and to go on to that Derech HaRishus, thinking that I'll get back to it. I've heard people actually say that, I'll get back to it at some point. So that the Torah is saying, the Shlomo Melech is saying, is it's not really going to happen like that. Not that it can't 100% happen, but even Chloe in general, it's not going to happen like that. If you're going to the Melchama against the good, to the extreme, in the wrong direction, you're not getting back to home base. Or Rishoyim Eretz Yikareisu, so you're going to be cut off from that middle ground, from the Aretz. Weiter. Boigdim, who are the Boigdim? Literally, like treason, or people that traitors to. Hey, my hipuch shel atmimim. They're the opposite of the tmimim. She'einam yoidim liyasher amidus. They don't know. The Boigdim don't know how to straighten their midas, how to like have straight midas. And they don't go out to war at all. Right? That's the way they parallel the Tmimim, because the Tmimim also don't go out to war. But these guys don't go out to war, and they're in the bad way. They're not interested in fixing up anything. They don't have good midas. And therefore the Shlomo Melech says that the Boigdim are going to be just taken out from it, removed from it. And they won't remain in it, meaning they won't remain in it like the Tmimim, Hipocha Tmimim, Shivasrubo, the exact opposite of the Tmimim, they are going to remain in the land. So now the Goyin, as his style is, right, he summarizes what we've seen. There were four things that were mentioned above. Shehem Toiv, Yosha, Vitzadik, Vitam. There's a Toiv, There's a Yashar, there's a Tzadik, and there's a Tam. Okay, so what are these? V'toiv, V'tzadik, we saw, right, the good guy, V'toiv, that's the one who's good even to people that are not necessarily deserving, but he doesn't necessarily go and give them tzedakah, you know, do tzedakah with them. The Yashar is the person who's Avid Hashem B'seichel. I'm sorry, the Tov and the Tzadik. He's pairing up the Tov and the Tzadik. The Tzadik is the guy who's mative, who does tzedakah, even when the guy doesn't deserve. Shnei ben Adam l'chaver. Those two people, those two expressions, Tov and Tzadik, refer to ben Adam l'chaver. Elo Tov u'mibachutz v'tzadik u'mibifnim. Except the Tov is an issue that's from the external part of the person, and the Tzadik is coming from inside. That's really a big darga. You know, the Tov, like I said, the guy who's doing good and he's not going to be bad to a person that be'etzim he should be bad to, inside it's not so pasher for him. Inside he might still be holding, you know, a grudge, and rightfully so perhaps, yeah. But the tzaddik, if he's already able to get to that point where he's meitiv, he does go to the person who was mazikim, that's coming from a very deep place. That's inside. That tzidkus is mibifnim. That's inside. V'heim neged derech rav ishtapuchos. And these parallel the derech ra that was mentioned in the previous psukim, and ishtapuchos, right? It was mentioned in the pasuk at base. Atzilcho miderech ra mi ish medar betapuchos. So these are the toiv and the tzaddik are connected those people. Shu gamkin bein adam l'chaveru bebifnim b'chutz, which are also bein adam l'chaveru in yonim that are from inside and from outside. V'yosher v'tom. And the Yashar and the Tom, who ben Adam l'makom, that's referring to ben Adam l'makom. Yashar mibachutz, the Yashar is the one that's mibachutz, but Tam mibefnim, the Tam is mibefnim, which is, that taka does sound in that breakup, it sounds like the Tam is like has a more natural avoida, it's like more really a part of him, whereas the Yashar's got to work at it. That's a war is an external thing. It means you're trying to fight to change your insides. But the Yashar is the guy that's more mibachutz, and the Tam is really working more apparently from that inner spot of goodness. Vohu neged isha zara v'nachria, and that's connected isha zara and the nachria, which we saw as like, right? One is really from within the nation, just she's already married, and one is completely not from within the nation. So those also, those are ben adon amokim mibefnim u'mibachutz. Those are ben adon amokim in yonim that are internal and external. The Omar. So he doesn't really define which one is which, but I guess I'm not sure. How would you break it up? The Isha Zara, the Isha Zara, the Nachriya is the Taiva, and the Isha Zara is the Radifa Achai. Is the Radifa Achai Elam Haza, we said. So which one is mibifnim, which one is bachutz?
Taiva is something that shouldn't be part of, should be part of it anyway. Fighting to something from outside that shouldn't come in.
So which one? So mibifnim would be the ishazar.
Yeah.
Would be, that's what I think also, the radif achar elam hazeh. And the taiva is just like an external thing. It's not really a part of us. It doesn't really have a place in us. That's what I think. V'omer sha'atayra tatzilchem arbo dvarma now. The Torah, it says that the Torah is going to save you from these four things. Shehein hara u'mirma v'ishazara v'nachriya, which are the ra, the mirma, which is part of the tapuches, ishtapuches, right? The evil, the deceit, the ishazara and the nachriya. U'mach mezatucha leilich barbod varm elu. And because of that, you're going to be able to go in these four things. Shehein toiv v'yosha v'tzadik v'tamim. V'zeu l'man v'goymer. And that's what these last three psukim are. L'man teich v'der toiv v'chulo is, you'll be able to live a life with these four wonderful mahalchim, ben adam l'chaver and ben adam l'makom. Okay, see you, Perek Beis.